Bez Hashem, we continue Shar Tshuva, Shar Beis, Ois Gimel. This is Shir number 86 of Shar Tshuva. And we have mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim to a person, suffering to an individual or to a klal, to the group, to klal Yisrael. And Hashem is talking to us. Rabbeinu Yonah now explains why it's beneficial for a person to receive Yisurim. A person might say that sounds a little backwards. Why would a person benefit from receiving pain and suffering? Pain and suffering is not something which is comfortable. You want to avoid pain and suffering. V'teida v'taskil. You should know and you should understand, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Ki musar Hashem yizbarech l'toyves ha'odom. The musar, the rebuke that comes from Hashem is beneficial for a person to receive. And he has two reasons he says over here. Ki imchotu ish lefonov v'yas hora be'inav. If a person did an aveira and he sinned, he transgressed the word of Hashem. He didn't listen to Avinu Shebashamayim. Musar Hashem Elov L'shtei Toyolos. There's two benefits to why a person brings Yisurim to the person. Number one, so the person will receive a kapara, an atonement. He'll receive the punishment here, and he won't be punished in the Olam Haba. He'll receive his kapara. Ha'achas l'chaper al-chatov, u'lahavir, and to remove, es avoynoi. You have a dirty clothing, dirty shirt, you are gardening, it's stained with grass stains and all different things, flowers got stained on your white shirt, you put it in the washing machine. Take it out, before you put it in the dryer, you look at it, you see the stains didn't come out. So you take out some more soap, some detergent, a little elbow grease, you scrub it together, you pre-treat it, you wash it again. And on, until you get the stain out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing. As a loving father, Hashem says, I want you to have the enjoyment of Olam Haba to the highest level. So I'm going to give you the punishment over here that will clean out your neshama. Now, the child that we are, the children of Hashem, we don't always understand it. We usually don't understand it. But Hashem says, it's not relevant for you to understand or not. That's not the point. You know, sometimes my children, my younger children, when I remind them or I ask them, did you brush your teeth before they went to sleep? The response sometimes is like what kind of father would torture a child? I'm tired. I just want to go to sleep. But they don't realize. You don't brush your teeth. You get a cavity. Then you get the drill. You don't get that done. You get a tooth decay. Then you get a root canal. It's much worse. And then you eventually have no teeth. Chas v'shalom. That's very bad. You have to take care of your teeth. But the child doesn't, I got to brush my teeth. So then you brush your teeth. No. Use toothpaste. Not just run the water going on. Use toothpaste. Toothpaste also. So machmer. Hashem says the same thing as well. Hashem says, you don't understand why I'm cleaning your neshama. But it's for your benefit. I'm cleaning your neshama. So you'll get to Olam Haba, and you won't have that stain of the Aveira of not listening to what I said, because you didn't brush your teeth. You didn't do the mitzvah here in Olam Hazeh. This is one of the benefits that Rabbeinu Yonah is coming to teach us now, as to why Hashem brings Yisurim, suffering, to a person. Mitzvah Hashem will continue with this topic tomorrow.
Recording stopped.